One group of New York City inhabitants not looking forward to the warm weather this summer is its street trees, particularly the young street trees planted in the past 7 years under the Million Trees program. That's because heat and drought can put a strain on a life that is already hard enough. WNYC's Matthew Sherman reports the Parks Department is asking people to lend a hand.
You're the green, William, you're the blue. Take your watering cans, please.
Once a week during the summer, Maria Newsom comes out here to this strip of Coney Island Avenue in Brooklyn to water recently planted trees.
Oh, but the trees are very thirsty, William. And if they could speak, they would say, water us, please, William.
She brings along her two sons, ages 6 and 10. They get water from a spigot on the side of a school nearby.
Is it going? Is the hose going?
Open that up.
Newsom learned the hard way. She was excited to see the trees planted a few years ago. But then, after a long, hard summer, she walked her kids to PS 217 on the first day of school.
I saw them in September, and it was heartbreaking.
7 of the 9 trees had shriveled up and died.
You know, I thought, this is really not the kind of message I want to send my children or any of the children in our school, that nature doesn't survive and isn't cared for.
After the trees were replaced, she decided to start watering them herself. But keeping street trees in New York City saturated can be hard work.
They need 20 gallons a week. So these are 5-gallon joint compound buckets. So really, they could use 4 apiece. So 4 times 9 is what? What's 4 times 9, Theodore?
4 times 9 is 36.
These are big buckets, twice the size of what you'd use for mopping a kitchen floor. They weigh 40 pounds when full, too heavy for her kids. Plus, the faucet is half a block from the tree pits.
Hi, girls, you want to help water this morning?
The lives of street trees are tough. Dogs pee on them, bike locks scrape away their bark, people sometimes fill up tree pits with bricks or cement. Across the city, somewhere around 7 to 12% of new trees die within the first 2 years of planting. National experts, like Robert Young at the University of Texas, say that's not too bad compared to the rest of the country.
I would say that New York City's the Cadillac of programs. I mean, they're doing great.
4 other cities have undertaken Million Trees campaigns, some of them even before New York did. The Sacramento Valley is trying to plant 5 million trees. But some of these other efforts are dialing back expectations because of lack of funds.
New York City has built into its capital budget the buying of trees.
That means, in essence, we are borrowing money for the program at a rate of $1,450 for each street tree. But that's a good thing, Young says, because it means you plan.
You can schedule those purchases out over years. You can get much higher quality trees as a result.
New York is ahead of schedule. Former Mayor Mike Bloomberg announced the initiative 7 years ago and expected the city would hit the million mark in the year 2017. So far, the city has planted more than 800,000 trees and expects to be done by the end of next year. But Young and some others say the city could do a better job taking care of the trees once planted. WNYC's analysis shows that mortality rates vary widely by neighborhood. More than 20% of the trees planted in Greenpoint, Williamsburg, and Bedford-Stuyvesant in 2011, for example, died in the first 2 years. One day this spring, an arborist, Karsten Glazer, took me out to a single block in Astoria, Queens, where a whole series of trees had died.
This block, 38th Street, there were 9 trees.
The Parks Department told me later it was because of construction activity in the neighborhood, which was one of Glazer's theories.
I see it. There's trucks parking up along the sidewalk all the time, putting their trucks right into the tree pit, right on top of the root ball, right up next to the tree.
The Parks Department has taken steps to improve tree survival rates by increasing the sizes of tree pits and installing tree guards in well-trafficked areas. But in general, officials say they rely on the landscapers that plant the trees. The companies are obligated, by contract, to replace trees on their own dime if they die within the first 2 years, even if they are killed by construction activity. In addition, the Parks Department is taking steps to encourage New Yorkers to feel ownership over the city's trees and take care of them if they see them ailing.
It's so mushy.
This spring, the Million Trees program began holding stewardship days at places around the city, like Alley Pond Park in Queens.
Mulch also has another benefit. Anyone know what the second benefit is?
Shalini Beeth is deputy director of Million Trees.
Anybody is able to take care of the tree, whether it's watering, whether it's picking up litter, whether it's notifying any issues with that tree by calling 311.
Beeth doesn't think any one neighborhood is less willing to help than any other. She says last year, 1,000 volunteers went out to East New York, Brooklyn.
While we were there, we made sure to talk to community members and residents, and they really were thrilled to see us out there. They were really thankful to see us caring for their trees, and the key goal, again, was to give them a flyer and say, you can do this, and you know, we really encourage you to do this.
The Parks Department does have an Adopt-a-Tree program, though Beeth estimates that fewer than one out of every 20 street trees planted so far has a trained volunteer caring for it.
We have our work cut out for us. We have to keep going. But I think that's something that it just raises the importance of the existence of our program.
The hot months of summer are just around the corner. For WNYC, I'm Matthew Sherman.